Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May, and I hope everybody is having a fantastic week so far. It's Christmas week. We got hopefully everybody has a little bit of a shortened week here at work, and I'm sure everyone's got some great plans, and hopefully you get to spend some time with the family and the family that drives you crazy, the family that doesn't drive you crazy, and just surround yourself with people that truly make you enjoy what you have. Speaking of enjoying what we have Mrs. Sharon Moyer of His Radiant Glory back on the show tonight. Sharon, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Rob. It's good to be here. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And as I mentioned, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And this is actually part three of a extended series that we're doing with you. I know, we had you on previously, and then we were lucky enough, really, to get you back on for a couple more. So I know you're always busy, and it's great. You know, it's great to actually link up with you because I know that you are constantly on the go. For everybody that's just joining us, Sharon does a lot. A lot says a little, actually, about what she does. Sharon, why don't you share with everybody a little bit about yourself, your background, and then we'll get into all the fascinating things that you've been doing.
Okay. Well, I was born in Conway, Arkansas, as I have said before, and I lived there until I was around 19. But at the age of 3, I almost drowned in a lake, and only through the divine intervention of God, He sent an angel to actually bring me out of the water. And I write about this in my books, too. And no one even knew who this person was. It was a very large man. Mm-hmm. And he pulled me out of the water by the hair of my head when I was 3 years old.
Wow.
So that was a miracle of God right there. So I knew God had some kind of calling in my life at that time.
Sure.
And so at the age of 19, I did move here with my brother to Las Vegas and my mother.
Now, we've went over this before, but I just want to kind of go over this one more time. For everybody that, you know, thinks of the differences between where you grew up and then moving to Las Vegas,
yeah.
I'm picturing night and day differences, right?
Quite different, yes.
But you guys were able to really adapt to it very well. I mean, I know in the past you've mentioned that it wasn't even really a big change for you. You were actually looking forward to it.
Yes, we were looking forward to it. It was much more active life than we had back in Arkansas.
Sure.
And so we enjoyed it very much out here.
I know I'm jumping the gun here, but I don't want to spend too much time on your background, as I know, you've told us some things, and I want to make sure that we cover, some additional stuff that you've been doing, because you're literally, as I said, always on the go. Did you know that you wanted to be a singer from a very young age?
Yes, I think I did. I used to pretend I was a singer, sit in front of the mirror and pretend I was singing. And yes, I think I did.
Wow. And do you think that maybe this was a gift given to you? I mean, do you hold that into your heart?
I really feel that it was a God-given gift, and desire in my heart to always be involved with performing arts, with dance, with singing, and all the things, and acting, and even from a very young age.
Right. So what do you enjoy doing most?
I think singing, really. I enjoy singing solo and singing special classic songs and also worship songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I love writing, too. I do still continue to write every day.
And I have to ask, with respect to your crafts, now, did you learn from anybody else? I mean, it doesn't sound like you could just kind of start writing one day, right? Or was that kind of how it worked? Did it all just kind of come easily to you?
It just came to me. We just had been a lot involved in motivational speaking, and all of a sudden I was just able to write back in 2004. And I began writing, and We had recently purchased a desk and a chair from former writers, Christian writers,
mm-hmm.
and there could have been something to do with that. I don't know. They've written several books, and even Life After Death books. Marvin Ford, who had a life after death experience in
mm-hmm.
heaven, and they came back to life and wrote the book, Ultimate Connection, and his wife wrote Mother Goose, according to the gospel. And so we bought, they gave us their things, their books and things, and so we bought the desk and chair from them, and that could be the reason I started writing, too.
Wow.
That was in California.
Your first series of works was actually, it wasn't an actual book, right? You actually put together what you had done, correct?
Booklets, yes.
The booklets, yes. Why don't you explain
right.
a little bit about how those all came to fruition and
okay.
how you ended up putting it all together.
Okay. I had a dream about a butterfly flaming with fire. And I began to have a desire to write about this. So I started writing. And my husband and I were involved in prison ministry in California when I first had the dream. And
mm-hmm.
we were there for 10 years. But I did not start really writing until 2004. And I wrote about the butterflies on fire. That was my first booklet.
Mm-hmm.
And it involved the inmates' testimonies. As we would go out there and we would speak to them, and I would sing songs to them too. And that's how it all started. And then one after another started coming, like almost like ripples in a stream. It just kept going, and I continued writing and completed 84 booklets in 5 years.
Wow.
And my husband would produce them. He learned how on the computer to put them together, print them out, and that's how it all came about.
Hmm. Very interesting. Now, did you think that when you were writing all of these, the booklets at least, did you think that it was going to lead to, you know, where it's been able to take you today?
No, I really never even thought I would have them published. I just enjoyed writing
mm-hmm.
and continue to write. And I just that was a dream I had to be an author, but I had no idea that this would lead into books, there'd be several
right.
books.
It's incredible. It's incredible the way that that actually, you know, how things just kind of fall.
It really
place,
is.
Right?
yeah. yeah.
That's great, but and you know it's nice to hear a story like that where you pursued you know the several dreams really that you had and you've been able to live them.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Now I want to ask about with this time of year, do you feel? I know I ask you about inspiration every show,
mm-hmm.
but I'm curious to know: does this time of year give you any sort of different feeling? You know, a different mindset that you can approach to writing?
Not really, because I'm always in this kind of mindset. So I really could not say that it's this time of the year, because I've been working on these booklets and I've completed over 300 booklets just this year, starting from January 1st. And
wow.
So I just enjoy writing now.
Right. That's great. How often do you spend, in a daily routine that you might have, how often would you say that you are actually writing?
Probably several hours. I complete about one booklet every day, sometimes two booklets.
Gee, wow.
About 14
does your
pages.
Husband, does your husband have to pull you away from the, well, actually, let me ask you this. What do you write on? You write on a computer?
Actually, I'm writing on the same thing, on the gospel and on the Bible and on the kingdom of God and heaven and the
mm-hmm.
description of the King of Kings, who is Jesus Christ, who's an awesome experience to write
mm-hmm.
about him and all his wonderful qualities and everything.
Sure, sure. But do you physically, when you're actually writing, do you sit down at a computer or do you write everything by hand?
I sit down at a laptop.
That's
what
go.
I enjoy
okay.
writing. And it was given to us by missionaries from the Philippines.
Very nice. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since you mentioned that, I'm curious. Now, I know that you have traveled,
yes.
You know, well beyond what most people so far have been able to do. I'm curious to know, where are some of the most exciting places that you feel you've been to?
Well, we have traveled to Hawaii several times,
mm-hmm.
and that was a pleasure trip. It was not anything to do with speaking or anything,
mm-hmm.
but on cruise ships, you know, on Princess Cruises.
Sure.
And we've also been to Canada, where we have done motivational speaking there, and I've finished singing, and before I even started writing, we went to Canada. And that reminds me of something. We had just returned from motivational speaking in Canada, and we were going through Fresno, California. We were driving. And we were going to a Worldwide Ministries conference there. Well, my husband, Bob, was very stressed out. You know, I told you he's a former Marine, retired
right.
Marine.
Yeah.
He was very stressed out. So we were in the hotel room, and he started having flashbacks to malaria attacks from the Vietnam War.
Oh, no.
So I had to hold him down physically and pray him through that. And he was very strong, so it was not easy to hold him down. And I wrote about this in my first book, His Radiant Glory.
Mm-hmm.
And through my persistence in holding him down and praying over him, thank God, now he has had no more flashback or malaria attacks. And that
wow.
was back in 1990, 1991.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
Yeah, geez. You know, I think it really makes it. I mean, it should really make people think. You know. so that is the most memorable, or one of the most memorable things that you have with your travels.
That's one of them. I've had several, mm-hmm. I would say.
I'm sure.
One thing really funny happened. I had a dance ministry, which I still do. I was one of the dancers when it was not accepted in the church. You know, we started one of the trailblazers for dance ministry. And we were in Canada, and we had my husband. I was teaching dance workshop there in Canada. And my husband and I were doing souvenir shopping, and we bought this mug from Canada, and it had some tissue inside the mug. When I pulled out the tissue, it was a dress pattern in my size inside of a mug. Now, that's very unusual. I write about this, too, because it was in my size, and that was like a confirmation that I was called in a dance ministry by God.
Wow.
Because you would never find this inside of a mug in a souvenir. So I knew that. And my first dressmaker was from Canada. And I used that pattern for the dress many years, and I'm still using it today, too.
That's funny. So, Sharon, I want to ask you about mm-hmm. the books for a minute.
Okay.
You know, because that's really what I know that, and I know that you love singing, and we're going to get to that, too. But with
mm-hmm.
the books, I want to make sure that people know exactly where to get them, exactly what they can get their hands on, and what you expect
okay.
them to take from it. So if you can, tell us a little bit about the books that you have, where they're available, and, you know, what you think people can grab from them.
Okay. My first one is His Radiant Glory. And I shared about my husband being set free from all those flashbacks and everything
mm-hmm.
that's in my book. And I tell a lot of supernatural things that happen in our lives, miracles, signs and wonders that I talk about and write about.
Mm-hmm.
And I have poems that I have written, too. I had to write a poem before every chapter. That was my publisher's quest. And
right.
I want to share this one little poem.
Absolutely,
called Butterflies please. On Fire. In chapter 7 of His Radiant Glory, it says, a grotesque caterpillar crawls around aimlessly. It knows not what its next stage will be. There it is in a cocoon hanging from a tree. It could never guess what it soon will be. In a certain season, it will say to the cocoon goodbye. It will then transform into a beautiful butterfly. So that was one of my poems, and I write this on every chapter. Before every chapter, I write a poem pertaining to the
mm-hmm.
chapter. And so that was from His Radiant Glory. My husband and I were on El Paso, a live television talk show, 1999, and we were interviewed. And we also brought the famous missionary, Nora Lam, into California, and we had a special meeting, and she did the speaking and everything, and pray with people. Nora Lam is a missionary that survived through, who's going to be shot, but God turned things around, and the gun didn't even go off. This was back in China, back in the days of, you know, when they were held in captivity and everything. So we knew her personally. It was very exciting to know her, too. And she's written, I write about her testimony in my book. In Explosive Prayer, I talk about the Twin Towers, as I shared with Rob several times. In Chapter 12, I talk about how if we had really been praying, we would have known they were going to be under attack. And we need to pray for our country. It's very important, more than ever before today. I believe in the power of prayer. In the 12th chapter, it says, when the Twin Towers were attacked by terrorists, September 11, 2001, the people were caught unaware. The entire world was shocked and devastated after this holocaust of events. God was speaking these words when this incident happened. Where were the watchmen on the wall? Where were the intercessors, the prayer warriors, who were needed to stand the gap for our nation? You see, this is what we need to be aware of. If we pray for our nation, we're going to know when our nation is in danger. Mm-hmm. And that's in the Explosive Prayer, in the last chapter. The third book, Restoring the Tabernacle of David, is I talk about different things. And it's about talking about how no longer we don't have to use the sacrifice of animals as they did in the Old Testament. Now we have the perfect blood of Jesus, who was a sacrificial lamb, and he has taken him. We accept him, he forgives us of our sins. Doesn't matter what sins we've committed, he forgives us. And that's in my Restoring the Tabernacle of David. And I also talk about my dance ministry and how I've traveled from Canada and across the United States. The fourth book is Outpouring of Healing. And I talk about our son's situation. He was in Hurricane Andrew, our son Robert, 1992. And he was stranded at the airport for 3 days without water, without food.
Oh, jeez.
And he called us when he first got to the airport and told him that the hurricane was coming. He was there on vacation. Mm-hmm. And we prayed, my husband and I just prayed for him. And he called the next day and said he survived the hurricane. Thank God for that. Mm-hmm. And that actually he had been taken in a cab to Cape Canaveral from, the other one next to it, I can't think of it, but from Miami, Florida.
Right.
And they've been taken to safety by a cab driver, and he had even gone after curfew hours, but they never stopped them on the road. And there was debris and everything on the road there. So that was only God's intervention, I know that, and the power of prayer. So he was brought home safely back to California. And the fifth book is Jesus' Blood is a Shield. And I talk about my modeling career, how it had been a dream of mine for many years. And so I pursued it here in Las Vegas at Lens Modeling Agency and modeled in different shows like the Stardust Hotel, did a bridal fashion show. And with Debbie Reynolds, I did a show in Desert Inn Hotel, did tea remodeling and MGM convention shows. So I was active in modeling here in Las Vegas.
Sure.
That was my vision and my dream. Mm-hmm. And and I even taught underprivileged girls how to do fashion modeling, inner and outer beauty. So I taught that too when I moved to California from here. Mm-hmm. So I did take my training with me. I also did a director of a Models in Christ beauty pageant, which I talk about too in my book. And the last book is Latter Rains of Glory. And I talk about this one inmate that we knew in the men's prison in California. His name was Dwayne Bemis, and he had been a porno artist, and he had had an encounter with God, and he became a prophetic artist. And he actually did the designing of my first song CD. And when we left the prison ministry, Dwayne and his wife took over our prison ministry as chaplains. And now there are over five prisons in Texas as chaplains. So he's still doing the prophetic art and everything, but he started out as a porno artist. That's how God turned his life around.
Wow, yeah.
And so that's some of the things that have happened in my books that I write about.
That's certainly covered. You know what? What's interesting to me is how you've related a lot of things that everybody can kind of understand and go through. I mean, it's very relatable stuff.
Oh, well, thank you.
Certainly, yeah. You know, and so where are all these books available? I mean, I want to make sure that people know.
Okay, they're available through my husband and I here in our, you know, in our email. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, on through our publisher, too, Glory Bound Publishing in Prescott, Arizona. And it's through glorybound publishing.com or hisradiantglory.com. And my phone number, if anyone is interested out there, is 702-327-4778.
All right. So, and for everyone that is just joining us a bit late tonight, we are with Sharon Moyer. And, again, she was just mentioning the really incredible books that she's, you know, been writing for quite some time now. And they are available on her website directly, like she said, at hisradiantglory.com, or you can check out glorybound publishing.com. So, Sharon, while we are coming towards the last 8 minutes or so of this particular show, and I want to mention that we are going to have you back on. We do have, I believe, four more episodes coming up. And I know with your schedule, you know, we'll aim to have you back on in 2 weeks from tonight.
All right.
If your schedule allows it, obviously. But so I want to kind of ask you. So, since we last had you on the show, what have you been up to?
We've just returned from a cruise to the Mexican Riviera.
Very nice.
And yeah, I sang with the band, Band AR, here from the Las Vegas area, and I perform with them once a month here at Riviera Golf Club. Here in the resort area we live in. And so we've been there. I performed at four events there with the band AR. They did the Red, White, and Blue one night, the hippie event, the country western event. And so we did different things and we dressed for the occasion. There were probably 50 of us.
What are you dressing?
We dress either like hippies or country western. Red, White, and Blue, patriotic.
Very cool.
And we sing the songs. And we had many people that came, and it was very exciting and had a wonderful time, and one we'll never forget. And my husband was a videographer.
Oh, very nice. That works out well. Now, what do you perform with the band on the cruise?
I sing in the Showcase of the Stars, I sing Patsy Cline songs, Crazy and others. In fact, it was really funny. One of the women came over to me later on the cruise and said, "Hello, Patsy." She called me that. It was funny. But so they seemed to enjoy the singing and everything, and we had a wonderful time. And then I entered the pop princess talent show too. I did that too. So I really sang a lot on this cruise.
Wow.
And it was so much fun.
Very
and we
cool.
got to go into Cabo San Lucas, which was really
heard
cool.
I heard that place is great.
It is. And I bought some maracas.
Very cool. There you go. Add that to the mix of talents for Sharon Moyer. So what do you have coming up? Is there anything that people should know about?
Well, we're doing an Anthem's Got Talent. I'll be one in the competition for the female vocal soloist.
Very cool.
I won last year fourth place. I'm hoping to win first or second this time.
Nice.
And that's
great.
January 10th, 2015 2016 here in Las Vegas.
Now, where is this performance at in Vegas?
In the community where we live, in Anthem, the resort area.
Very cool.
Yeah,
nice.
And in Henderson, right close to Las Vegas, very close. And then I will sing solo. Pardon?
Uh-huh. No, go ahead.
I will sing solo with the Corleones in concert in March, too.
Very cool.
Back to the cruise in October.
So you're doing the cruise again. Wow, okay. Does the group do anything that you'll be joining them on throughout the year or no?
Probably so. I sing with them every month in here, different areas, different groups. We just did a charity show at the Orleans in Las Vegas for people like to call Care More people, the elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of gifts were given and everything. And then we just did another one Sunday night for the people that are underprivileged and collected coats and scarves and things like that for them.
Cool. I mean, I probably could devote an entire episode to work that you do for other people, but, you know, we'll have to save that one for next episode, possibly. I want to ask, because with the holidays coming up, Sharon, do you think that people overlook certain things, or, you know, is there anything that you kind of keep into your traditions, the way that you celebrate and what you kind of value during this time of year?
Yes. Well, I think the most important thing is the birth of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
This is his birthday. And we always place a nativity scene in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
And we get gathered together with family and, of course, we have the turkey and the stuffing and all that, pumpkin pie tradition,
sure.
And all that too. And being with family is so very important in the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a lot of family in your local area?
We have our daughter and our grandson, and then my husband. Of course, we'll all be meeting with our son. He's coming in from California.
Very nice. So you at least have, it's not too much, but it's just enough, right?
Just enough, right. We'll have a whole family turkey and everything.
Very nice. And I heard you mention pumpkin pie, which happens to be my favorite
holiday.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I make carrot cake, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'll come by. Don't worry.
Okay.
So, Sharon, as we're winding down now to the last minute and a half of tonight's show, is there any message that you would like to share with people, or is there anything that you think, like I said, with the holidays coming up, that you wish upon people and you hope that they take with them into the holiday season?
Yes, I would say I just hope that they will have peace and joy and healing and victory in their lives, and totally restored from all their heartaches and their disappointments.
I think that's a pretty good wish for everybody, you know, especially through the times that everyone's in. You know, I think often people focus on the wrong things, and not so much what they don't have. They should really appreciate what they do have.
Yes, you should.
And it's again, Sharon, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Please check us out again in 2 weeks from tonight. We're aiming to have the next show with Mrs. Sharon Moyer, and again, of His Radiant Glory. That's where the books are available. That's where you can find out a whole lot about her and her husband's work. She does speaking engagements. She does counseling. She sings. She dances. She acts. I mean, there's not much that you don't do. So, again, Sharon, it was a pleasure having you on, and I wish you and your family a very happy holiday and a happy new year.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and all.
All right. Well, from everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May saying we'll see you soon. Merry Christmas, everybody, and happy new year.